Doug Wright Show, where Utah news breaks on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And a good morning to you. Thursday here at KSL News Radio, and I have to get right to it. This is really important. You know, there is a new popular hashtag. It's gone absolutely crazy out there, and it's thanks to Lou Dobbs. You know Lou Dobbs, you know, kind of the old curmudgeon and pontificates about just about everything. He was one of the major voices on the immigration debate back in the day. He also used to do financial things back when cable news was kind of a new big deal. Remember all that Lou Dobbs, right? Well, good old Lou, he went on kind of a little rant regarding Evan McMullen. And so I want to get right to this because we've got exclusive sound. Lou Dobbs said, look deeper, referring to Evan McMullen. He's nothing but a globalist, Romney and Mormon mafia tool. Wow. Wow. Well, you know, we looked into it. And, you know, I am, you know, I've been around Utah for some time now. And there is such a thing. There is the Mormon mafia. And lest you doubt that, because after all, I am, you know, one of the connected guys in the state of Utah. I mean, I know folks. I know people, you know. And so we were able to acquire this sound. When the Mormon mafia heard about Lou Dobbs, and now the rash of retweeting and the hashtag Mormon Mafia, we were able to purloin, at some considerable risk to myself and to KSL, we purloined this sound that does indeed prove, and you'll hear what they have in store for Lou Dobbs. By the way, you may want to go to kslnewsradio.com and see kind of an interesting picture up there. I know folks, so listen to this. Here it comes.
Michael, I'm tired of this Lou Dobbs guy. He's always pointing fingers at what he calls the Mormon Mafia. I want you to send Luca over to his place. I want Luca to knock respectfully on his door. And then, when the door opens, just barge in there and fold all his laundry and do the dishes twice. And I'm also hearing that this Lou guy is behind on his protection money with the Taglioni family. And with all due respect to them, they need to get their money. So I want you to go over and tell Lou we're just going to rub it out. We're going to rub out the debt. And then we're going to come over and we're going to help him stage the garage sale so he doesn't get behind again. And to make our revenge totally sweet, I want you to wait for when he's least expecting it. A day when it's just snowed and it's dark and it's dreary. And I want you to sneak over to his place when he's least expecting it. And I want you to shovel the entire driveway. And then, if his car's out on the street, pull the Cadillac right up next to it. Reach under the seat, you know where it is, that sharp object. And just as Lou's getting into the car, I want you to walk over. And I want you to scrape all the ice off his windshield. That'll show him. And then, if all of this doesn't do it, here's what's going to happen. We're going to deliver baked goods to his house every Monday night. But I want you to do it early enough so it don't interfere with his family home evening. We're going to send over all the sweets, all of the sticky and the gooey stuff. You know, the cannolis. Leave the gun. Take the cannolis. And then we're going to kill him with love. We're going to give this guy a coronary. And Michael, I know this is a big job. We may need reinforcements. So I want you to go over to the Elders Quorum meeting. I want you to get Hiram. I want you to get Spencer. I want you to get LeVar and Lamar. Oh, and tell the Relief Society sisters that we may be needing the funeral potatoes.
Well, there you have it. That's how insidious this is. And this is something that needs to be revealed. The Mormon Mafia and Evan McMullen's role therein. Now, I didn't hear Evan. I heard LeVar, Lamar, Spencer. I didn't hear Kimball in there. But I, Hiram, he was in there. So I don't know. We've got a phone call in to Evan McMullen to see what indeed his role is in the Mormon Mafia. And you ought to see the Twitter storm that is going on, the tweets around this. And I want to hear from you. You know, you can send in your thoughts on what the proper revenge might be. I suspect perhaps some served up cold. Green Jell-O might be on the docket, too, for old Lou Dobbs. I mean, you don't take on the Mormon Mafia. Holy cow. Good old Lou came through once again, and there you have it. Now you know what goes on behind the scenes in the Mormon Mafia, but we'd like to hear from you, too. What do you think? What are some of the things you suspect the Mormon Mafia might be planning for good old Lou Dobbs? Somebody tweeted, you know, they do have an entire army on bicycles out there. You know, watch out.